After the girls of St. Johnsbury won the state high school basketball title over the weekend, the boys' team may be primed to follow suit following their thrilling upset of top-seeded Rice Memorial in the boys' Division I semifinals last night. The Hilltoppers got the game-winning shot when Alex Carlisle pulled up for a jumper with just 6 seconds left on the clock, sending it through for the winning margin in a 55-54 win at Patrick Gymnasium. It was the biggest 2 points of Carlisle's 13-point night. Teammate Logan Wendell added 16 to lead the Hilltoppers, and they will play for the state title Sunday against the third-seeded Rutland Raiders after their 61-52 victory over Mount Mansfield. The Hilltoppers will again be underdogs in that one, facing a Rutland team that won the title last year and the year before that, and they've got a bevy of offensive weapons, as evidenced by Jamison Evans, who finished with a game-high 22 points to go with 10 rebounds last night, and Eric Coughlin's 14-point 12-rebound double-double for Rutland. That should be a great game for the title. Also of local note, I should have mentioned earlier this week a remarkable achievement in alpine skiing by Linden Institute's Lena Sauter. The junior racer finished an entire season without losing a race in slalom or giant slalom competition. She became the state champ in both over the weekend. And over the weekend, that is, she competed in the Eastern High School Championships at Attitash in New Hampshire. And she tied for first place in the slalom on the first day. That is fairly amazing in a sport that times racers down to the hundredth of a second. Then she won the giant slalom on day two. So belated congratulations to Linden Institute's Lena Sauter, who has been crowned the New England High School Alpine Champ. And thanks to Coach Chris Mangus for cluing me in to her amazing accomplishment. On to the pros now in the NBA, and the Boston Celtics could not pull off a four-game sweep of their West Coast road swing. After winning three in a row against Golden State, Sacramento, and the LA Lakers, the bid for a California coup fell way short in a 140-115 blowout loss against the LA Clippers at the Staples Center last night. The Clippers were led by a bench player who entered his name into the record books in torching Boston for 34 points in a reserve role. Those 34 points moved 13-year NBA veteran Lou Williams past Del Curry on the NBA's list of most career points scored by a non-starting player. That's a stat the Elias Sports Bureau says began being tracked in 1970. Williams needed 28 points to pass Curry, whose son Stephen has made something of a career for himself with the Golden State Warriors. You may have heard of Steph Curry. Williams swept past that 28-point plateau in the third quarter of a game the Celtics will need to forget in a hurry, devoid as it was of any real defensive effort. In the NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning served notice to the Toronto Maple Leafs that they are still the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. The best record in the league, Lightning lighting up the Leafs in a 6-2 win in front of a disappointed crowd in Ontario last night. Tyler Johnson and Cedric Paquette each had 2 goals for Tampa in that rout. And finally, here is a lesson for all of us who have them. Don't yell at your dogs. Nicholas Petty found this out the hard way, losing his 5-hour lead in the Iditarod yesterday when he yelled at Joey, one of his sled dogs that had gotten into a spat with another dog on the team. The 32-year-old native of Normandy, France, that's Petty that is, told a website tracking the 1,000-mile Alaskan race that after all the other dogs heard the yelling, they just refused to run. And Petty was forced to camp out where he was, short of the Bering Sea Koyuk checkpoint. Other mushers passed Petty's team while his dogs held their sit and stay in, and it's the second year an unexpected setback has thrown Petty off track. Last year, he had a lead as well before getting lost in a blizzard that threw him off the trail. The winner of the Iditarod, the world's greatest race, is expected to cross the finish line in Nome, perhaps as early as tomorrow.